God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. On my 6th birthday, many years ago, I received a gift of a little motorcycle. It was an Evel Knievel motorcycle. It wasn't real, of course. It was a toy. It was just small plastic, I believe. Evel Knievel, if you grew up in the late 1900s, was a daredevil. He used to jump, jump buses and jump cars and try to jump the Grand Canyon on his motorcycle. And so I had this little motorcycle, and the gears in the motorcycle allowed you to wind it up, put it on the ground, and let it go on its own. I loved it. Well, on the same day that I turned 6, we went to the beach. We were close to the ocean that day. And I took my new Evel Knievel motorcycle to the beach. And I promptly ruined it because I tried to run that motorcycle on the sand. Now, I had the motorcycle for some time after that, but it never rolled on its own again. In fact, it never rolled because I got sand in the gears. You know, oftentimes we do this with God's plan for us. We throw sand in the gears. Now, if you've ever done this, then you're in good company, because Abraham, who we would consider, the father of faith and a man of great faith, and he was a man of great faith, but even Abraham sometimes faltered in his following of God's plan. Instead of just saying, okay, God, I'll do it. I'll trust you to do your part. Sometimes Abraham seems to have raised objections. An example of this is God's promise to Abraham. He said, Abram, I will make of you a great nation. Now, that was quite the promise, because Abram didn't even have a great son. He didn't have a big family. He didn't have a family at all. It was just Abram and Sarai, later Abraham and Sarah. They were promised a family. They were promised a nation through whom all the nations of the world would be blessed. But Abram and Sarai didn't even have a son. And so eventually, Abram a couple times comes to God and seems to come up with his own idea of how God should do what he's doing. In essence, he was throwing sand in the gears. He wasn't speeding things up. He was slowing things down. For instance, in Genesis chapter 15, verse 2, God says, I am your shield and your exceeding great reward. And Abram replies by saying, God, what wilt thou give me, seeing I go childless, and the steward of my house is this Eliezer of Damascus? He seems to be saying, look, God, maybe you will give me a son, or maybe you will give me an heir, but right now it just seems the timing isn't working out. Why not just take my servant Eliezer and let him be my heir? And God replies very directly, no, the heir I'm going to give you is going to come from your bowels. Later, Abram and Sarai concoct this plan whereby perhaps the heir could come from another woman, not Sarah. And Sarah gives to Abraham her handmaid, Hagar, so that there could be an heir, the son of promise. Again, God comes to Abraham and says, no, the heir I'm going to give you is going to come from you, and this heir is going to come from your wife, Sarah. So what happens is Abraham keeps throwing sand in the gears. Later in Genesis chapter 17, verse 18, Abraham exclaims, oh, that Ishmael might live before thee. Ishmael was the son of Hagar, and God blessed Ishmael, but he was not to be the heir. Abraham seems to be saying, God, just take this son, Ishmael, he's the son I have, let him be my heir. In each case, instead of just obeying God and trusting God with the consequence, he seems to be throwing sand into the gears. God's will is moving on. The gears of God's will are moving. Do not throw sand into the gears. Submission greases the wheels of God's plan. What does this look like? Well, sometimes it looks like patience. You know, if you can trust God's word, you can trust God's timing. Again, I thank God for Abraham and Sarah, and they are great examples of faith. But they're all also examples of how people, even of faith, can falter sometimes. I don't know that Abraham ever doubted that God would give the son he had promised. I do think he seems to have doubted God's timing. And yet, if you can trust God's word, you can trust God's timing. You can trust God's promises. You can trust God's timing. So submission sometimes just looks like patience. Sometimes submission looks like willingness. If you can trust God's word, you can trust God's way. You know, Abraham and Sarah had these great ideas of how they could fulfill God's will their way. You know, when you think about it, is it even God's will if it's not God's way? Someone has said that faith is living without scheming. That is to say, as we do our part, we trust God fully to fulfill His plan, His purpose, His will, and to do what we cannot. When we do what we should, God will do what we can't. I can't do all that needs to be done, but I can do everything God has commanded me to do. So today, when you read God's word and you know what is right, begin with that. Don't worry about what you don't know. Worry about what you do know. Take action on what you do know. And don't throw sand in the gears. Don't protest. Don't drag your feet. Don't come up with your own ideas. Trust God, because submission greases the wheels of God's plan.